Unfortunately, my Democrat colleagues' rhetoric do not match their action. They're in the middle of more of the blame game, that after decades of blocking good energy policy, all the way back to the Carter administration, where they blocked the development of more nuclear generation. Since then, our European allies have produced 80% of their electricity with nuclear. And even one of the founders of Greenpeace has come out and said it was a mistake to stop the production of clean, efficient nuclear power. But the Democrats continue to hold it hostage. They blocked the development of our oil reserves and our new refinery capacity. They blocked natural gas production, which has made our businesses less competitive. And now they're down on the floor blaming the president for our problems. And what is their solution? Higher taxes and to tell Americans what kind of car they can drive. I'm afraid they don't think the American people are smart enough to connect the dots. It is clear we need to look at long-term energy policy that produces more gasoline, more heating oil, more natural gas for this country. And once we begin to do that, once we make the commitment here in the Congress to do it, you will see gas prices and energy prices decline, because the world market will respond to our commitment to have our own energy supply. Only 2 or 3% additional petroleum capability now in this country would significantly reduce the prices. So we have the solutions. We just need to put aside rhetoric, put aside the blame game, and get busy developing our own supply.
Senator, question. What's the solution?